Commencement exercises continued last week, including those at UB's Educational Opportunity Center, the EOC. Quietly educates 1,900 people each year, many over the age of 25, providing a range of services including GED preparation. Honored during the ceremony with the Arthur O. Eve Education and Community Service Award was Zola Lowry Crowell, a 1975 EOC graduate who overcame labels and obstacles on a long trail to success. It started in the 1950s when she was pegged incorrectly as a special education student, a label that would limit her educational opportunities throughout early life.
I do recall when I was in first grade, the teacher that I had at the time was reading a book called The Boxcar Children. And these children were abandoned for whatever reason, and they found themselves living in a boxcar, you know, the choo-choo train. And they ate wild berries and done whatever was needed to survive. So that story, I felt that I was in a box of special education.
That box did not imprison Zola Lowry Crowell. Her work has earned recognition from the Library of Congress. Along the way, she's had meetings with world leaders like former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. But that success was almost derailed in the 70s when a job opportunity required a high school diploma. That's where the Educational Opportunity Center entered the picture.
It was like a family. When I walked through the door of the EOC, I immediately connected with them as a family. They were very warm, very caring. Had I got this at an early age, and that's why I'd say with special education or any schooling, is that the early education part for me was that I was not given that one-on-one. That's what EOC provided. And they took a wholesome interest.
Crowell says she found an educational opportunity that worked well with what she calls her natural curiosity. That curiosity prompted her into an intensive genealogical research. It started with the photo of a slave, her great-great-grandmother, who lived in Alabama. What can you tell me about her?
Charity Butler was born January 1850. And her parents, her father's name was Jesse Butler. And he was born 1807 in South Carolina. Her mother's name was Rebecca Butler. She was born 1817 in Annapolis, Maryland. And they were owned by the Butler family. They're part of the Pierce Butler. Mr. Pierce Butler was one of the signers of the Constitution.
Along with the Library of Congress, the National Trust for Historic Preservation has also recognized her research. And while she looks back, Zola Lowry Crowell also had a forward-thinking message for this year's graduates of UB's Educational Opportunity Center.
I'd like to say another thing.
Yes.
To all of the people that have come from a situation similar to mine, you know, continue to believe in yourself. And to the teachers, when you see that child that need a little extra push, give them that, because you never know what children are going through. I had the best parents in the world. They just did not know how to educate me in the way that I needed it.
So you're fortunate that there was a place like the EOC to help you out.
Very fortunate there was a place like EOC. Can't say enough.
Well, Zola, thank you very much for sharing your story.
Thank you.